just wanna go back.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Wanna go back, wanna go. Yeah, I just wanna go back.
The 90s Takeover.
The Charlatans Music Special.
Not a lot of people know this, but the Charlatans, although often associated with the Manchester scene, actually formed in the West Midlands. When bassist Martin Blunt, Rob Collins on keys and drummer John Brooks met their new Salford-based frontman Tim Burgess in the late 1980s, they relocated to the north, where they crafted and developed their sound. And now, as they say, the rest is history. Since then, they've gone on to release 14 incredible albums and a bucket hat load of tunes that have changed people's lives for the best part of 40 years. There's no denying that the Charlatans are one of the most important bands of a generation that helped define one of Britain's biggest music scenes. My name is George Wedlake, and I recently caught up with your hero and mine, Tim Burgess. And this is the Charlatans Music Special on BFBS The Forces Station.
Change you the way that you feel. Nice to meet you.
The 90s takeover.
Take that, rewind it back.
The Forces Station.
The Charlatans Music Special.
What I wanted to do is start, if it's okay, by asking quite a serious question. Why have you ditched the blonde hair? You've gone back to your darker roots.
That is a serious question. I had Sean Ryder sort of going on for about 10 minutes at the Brit Awards about he was so pleased that I don't have my blonde hair anymore.
So Sean Ryder wasn't a fan. Oh, because he's known for having a great head of hair, isn't he?
I mean, I look back at photographs and I think sometimes it looked amazing and sometimes it looked not so good. From a hair follicle expert point of view, it's quite hard to keep up a good appearance all the time. And if you got rosacea like I do, it can make even the most arrogant person a little bit self-depreciating.
Well, congratulations anyway, in all seriousness, on We Are Love, album number 14 now.
Much.
14 albums from the Charlatans.
I believe so, yeah.
How's that journey been for you?
Well, it's been an adventure, all right. I mean, it feels a long, long time ago when you think about it like that. I mean, there's moments where obviously it feels like 10 minutes ago. But put that adventure all together and it's a few books, that's for sure.
Just feels so much emboldened by your touch, acknowledging my look. Let's hope romance is not a one-hit wonder tearing us asunder.
For the girls.
Britain's music special.
90s Takeover.
The FBS.
The Forces Station.
So for the new album, Then We Are Love, you returned to Rockfield, a place you haven't been to record an album since 1997 and telling stories. What kind of memories came flooding back to you when you walked in through the doors there?
Well, I made a few solo albums in between the last two Charlatans albums, and I did quite a lot of it at Rockfield. And I just went there because me and the crew that I was working with all fancied it. And I was like, oh, I've been there before, in the 90s. And it was exactly the same. And it was just as brilliant as it was then. You know, a functioning studio, which is kind of what you need, obviously, is the basics. But the actual room itself has just had even more people in there. That's created more history. There's more kind of stories in the walls. I brought Mark along with me for one or two songs, and he told the rest of the band that it was great and we should all go there. And I guess, you know, Martin and Tony were very curious to see what it was like, and we ended up going there and staying there. Charles, Kingsley, Anne, Lisa, they're all there. The family are also there. So we had a lot of catching up to do and a lot of recording to do, obviously, you know.
Music special.
Back in the time.
The FBS.
The Forces Station.
Has your approach, so you mentioned Rockfield itself, not a lot has changed in the actual place itself. Maybe the equipment's had a bit of a revamp over the years, but has your approach or the Charlatans' approach changed to recording an album compared to what it was back in the 90s for telling stories?
Yeah, we seemed to work a lot harder this time, and we were there for a shorter amount of time, it felt like. But we pretty much lived there. I mean, all the bands that went there were all from the city. And to go to a residential studio in the middle of Wales, where you had people cooking for you and sort of like tidying up after you when you're like in your 20s, it's just a dream.
So the last album, Different Days, that was quite collaborative. There was a few people working on that one with you. You had Paul Weller making an appearance, Johnny Marr as well. I see your hat there. You were in a New Order hat. You had Stephen and Gillian working on the album. This time around, everything was kept a little bit more in-house. Was there a reason behind that?
Just that it was the opposite of Different Days. I mean, I think we'd never done something that collaborative before, and it was a really enjoyable experience. I think Johnny would have played on four or five songs had it not been for our lawyer turning up because he was a fan. And I think as soon as he started talking to Johnny walked out. But we'd done three songs already. It was just a good time. Stephen and Gillian are friends. Paul is a friend, and he had some ideas, and the way that worked out was really great. I think that's my favorite song on the album, actually. Anton Newcombe got involved with sort of like Love Letters from Berlin. It was great. But again, once you do that, you just sort of like think, well, we're not going to do that again, so shirk it off.
Takeover.
The Charlatans Music Special. Special.
So going back to the very early days then, your debut album, Some Friendly, 1990 that one came out. But still to this day, there are a couple of tracks that you like to bring out during your live set. I've seen you play live quite a few times in all sorts of different locations. I've seen you on Brighton Beach. I've seen you inside Brixton Academy. Every single time you do these shows, the only one I know, and Sproston Green. Yeah. I've never seen a crowd get going quite like it.
Is that the last song on Some Friendly, our debut album, and the last song that we play live pretty much every night? You know, I mean, the only times that we've not played Sproston Green live was, you know, some of the festivals in the early days, I think. I'm so proud of that album. It's getting a re-release in March, and I'm so proud of the reimagined packaging, the remastering. Sounds great. It sounds like today fresh.
Oh, excellent. I look forward to hearing it because the original is constantly on in my house. Did you know at the time?
That's great.
Did you know at the time when you were writing tunes like The Only One I Know that, oh yeah, in almost 40 years' time, we're going to be re-releasing this track and it's going to be back out there again? Because I heard a rumour that it wasn't on the original copies of the album.
I mean, I always hoped that we would be writing something that would last. You know, I think that was the idea, was to be in a band that, you know, would survive the test of time. And so that's what we manifested, and it came true. Did we always think that it would last and we would be re-releasing it in 40 years' time? Probably not. But that's what we hoped for at the time. That's what we set out to do.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Charlatans Music Special on BFBS The Forces Station. My name is George Wedlake and I'm catching up with frontman Tim Burgess. We've just revisited the very early days and the release of their debut album Some Friendly in 1990. And that was the only one I know. Now let's have another one from that album, one they still play live to this day. What I love about Sproston Green is actually it's a small village in Cheshire, isn't it? And there's, well, the sign to the village has attracted a lot of Charlatans fans over the years. And how many do you think have been stolen
I definitely think there's like three or four because they would just like be stolen and then they'd put a new one up thinking, oh, it must have just gone missing overnight. And then that would disappear straight away. And I think they just stopped. I think they just gave up making them because they knew they'd get stolen. But the best time for me was seeing a lad sort of crowd surfing with the sign in his arms. That was in Glasgow Barrowlands.
Oh, incredible stuff.
And so they don't make them anymore. So it's hard to find where the actual green is. But every time I drive past it seems to get smaller.
They're just trying to hide it from Charlatans fans.
That's true.
The FBS 90s Takeover.
The Charlatans Music Special. We saw you on our tellies recently at the Brit Awards. The first time the Brits was held outside of London in Manchester. What was that like as an experience? Because you've been to the ones in London before. How did they differ being in Manchester this time?
It just seems to bring a lot of attention to the city, and the city was very excited about it. And rightly so. I mean, I think it's good to have it outside of London, whether it's just for a change or not. But I enjoyed myself. I got a lot of comments saying that I couldn't read my speech properly because the hair was over my eyes, and which was true. But I managed to pull it off, and it was an interesting one because the award wasn't for me. It was for a friend of mine who I knew. There's so many people in the audience who I knew him. There's so many people watching who were really affected by Manny's music and. How young he was when he died and all that kind of stuff. And I'll remember Manny for being the first one to show up when Rob Collins died from the Charlatans. We were recording at Mono Valley and he died, around about midnight. And then the next morning there was sort of like press showed up around the studio in Monmouth, and then Manny just walked through and was just like, he was like the first one there. There was a lot of memories going through my mind when I was stood on the stage saying those words, and it was kind of like an out-of-body experience, really. The music lives on, that's his legacy.
Oh, Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Just what is it that you want to do?
I'm gonna get deep down, I said. I'm gonna get deep down, woo, hey!
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
This is the Charlatans Music Special on BFBS The Forces Station. My name is George Wedlake and I'm catching up with Tim Burgess, who's just paid tribute to Manny, the bassist from the Stone Roses and Primal Scream, and all-round legend who we sadly lost in November last year. Now, Tim talks us through what's inspired him over the years and what he's been listening to lately.
It's funny because, you know, it's like I was with Sean and Bez and I don't really see them very often. I was with Bobby Gillespie and don't really see him that often. But it was like, you know, I remember not going to work because I had to go and buy the very first Primal Scream single. That would have been 87. So I was 17 years old. I saw Happy Mondays in London in 1988 in a student union bar. And I just thought, this is a gang. Unknowingly, I liked a lot of the same sort of music. Spent a lot of time at the Hacienda, listened to a lot of the Byrds, like the Rain Parade, like Plain Jane, Paisley Underground.
Yeah, and moving more to the current day as well, I know you like to champion new bands and upcoming artists. Are there any that should be on our radars that you've spotted lately?
Let me just check the name, just definitely, because I think they're called West Side Cowboy, but I'm going to just double check rather than look like an idiot. Yeah, it's funny. So I did this speech at the Royal Northern College of Music, and it was about how to navigate yourself through the music industry in a Tim Burgess kind of way, i.e. not knowing what you're doing. two lads stayed behind and said, I want to know more about The Fall. I really loved the way when you were talking about The Fall and then being your favourite band. We're in a band, blah, blah, blah. We love The Fall. We're inspired by that. And on the night, I went to the Rolling Stone Awards at the Roundhouse, and that was, I just landed from Los Angeles and got a text when you turn your phone on, and it was like, Manny's died. As I was going in, two lads tapped me on the shoulder and said, do you remember us? And it was like, yeah. And it's like, we're a band called West Side Cowboy. We were talking to you at the Royal Northern College of Music about The Fall. And it's like, oh my God. And it's like, they got a new single out. They're doing really well. So them.
Excellent stuff. We'll all make a note of West Side Cowboy. West Side Cowboy and Don't Throw Rocks, an upcoming band that comes with the Tim Burgess seal of approval.
90s Takeover. The Charlatans Music Special.
On BFBS, the Forces Station.
Back to the Charlatans. The tour's kicking off in a matter of weeks. How does this period for you go then, the moment before going on tour? What kind of preparations do you have to do? I'm not talking musically, I'm talking like the washing and the packing. Surely a lot of that needs to be done. You're going to be out for some time.
That's true. We're slowly easing into the year, and then we'll have some dates. I think Norwich and Brighton are the first two. So gearing up for them. We'll start rehearsing in April. We're trying to get quite a few in from the new album, and which means that we'll do longer sets so we can get the older stuff in from the older albums. But I'd like to play something off Wonderland. Martin wants to do an obscure B-side from around Telling Stories era. So obscure, in fact, that I've forgotten what it's called. I think we gave it a name. I think it was Title Fight, I think it's called.
Wouldn't it be a quirk of fate if that was also called West Side Cowboy? You could have the same little note written down
Yeah, it's a B-side that we had called West Side
there.
Cowboy.
Music special.
The FBS. The Forces Station.
This isn't your first tour, but I guess you must be still looking forward to getting on the road, because every time I see you, it's like it's the first time you've done it. You've still got that energy and that passion for your live set, and it really comes across as well.
It's funny, when we first started out, we used to write on the tour, on the road, quite a lot, you know. So with our first album, I think we went out and toured with only like seven songs or something like that. So we needed an album. So we were writing stuff in front of an audience. We were actually playing songs without them being recorded, you know, and people would be hearing them for the first time in a live setting. And we kind of knew what they should sound like on the record. But now it's the other way around. We don't really play anything live until people are familiar with it on an album. And then when you hear it live, it takes on a different thing. And then you think, oh, this is pretty good live. Well, maybe this one's not as good as, you know, it could be. What, can we change it? Can we work on it? And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, it kind of like seems to fall to the background, you know.
Lovely stuff, Tim. If I could just ask you one more question before we part ways. I suspect there's more to come from the Charlatans. You know, we've got a tour to maybe see off the bulk of 2026. But, you know, Bob Dylan had 40 albums. So as far as I see it, the Charlatans have still got loads left in them.
Well, that's it. I mean, when we did some friendly, we thought that, you know, we might just be a one album band, you know, because we were all about living for the moment. And then I got a Bob Dylan program given to me by a friend of mine, and there was 20 albums on the back. This is like from 1975, and he'd done 20 albums, and I thought, right, okay, maybe there's more to come. Maybe we should do more.
Yeah.
around the Forces world.
Across the UK.
On the app.
And on your smart speaker.
Play BFBS.
This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.